This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Talking Otago with ORC.
And today I'm talking with Lorraine Chain, Otago Regional Council Transport Manager, about the Otago Regional Public Transport Plan, which is open at the moment for public feedback. Kia ora, good to have you with us, Lorraine.
Morena. Nice to be with you, Jeff. And morena tātou to all the listeners.
Lorraine, in a nutshell, what is this plan and why is it important?
Okay, so the Regional Public Transport Plan sets out the vision that we have for public transport for Otago for the next 10 years. About a year ago, we went through funding, how we would look at funding transport, and we did that through the regional land transport, and then we attract funding from central government through that process. And now that that's all been settled and we see sort of how much, what the funding environment looks like, this plan helps us guide where we spend our money and where we spend that money and how we use our time as we do it. It's a statutory document, which means we have to do certain things, but it's quite important. And it is more important, in fact, because it provides us with an opportunity to talk to the community so that we can understand the community needs for public transport in the region.
So what are the kinds of things that people can give feedback on?
So the plan has five key focus areas. And the first one is around passenger experience. The centres on ensuring that we consistently provide positive experiences for our passengers and that people are happy to use the services that we're able to provide. So that's sort of around the information, safety, our customer services, ticketing, if you like, branding and marketing, knowing what the services are and how you can catch them, and some other things like special events, and also, I guess, the quality and the service standard of our vehicles, which is really important for certain aspects of the community as well. We have a focus area to build trust, to work proactively with the community on the changes that we make to the services. We also have environmental sustainability is also a priority for us. So people can comment on our proposals in that area. We have having a connected and integrated network is fundamental in this plan. We have aspirations for our services. We will continue exploring and working towards being able to introduce buses to, in this period, the Dunedin Airport, Balclutha and Oamaru. We're going to continue to advocate for key routes in Dunedin to be more frequent. And as I said, we'd love to have that airport service and continue to advocate for funding so that we can introduce these services without an undue cost to the ratepayers. And that comes to our final focus area, which is value for money. And this is how, includes how we set our fares and finding new funding sources for public transport so that we can reduce our costs, but also make our timetables more efficient. And those are the things really that this is the opportunity for people to provide feedback on.
All right, plenty for us to think about there. We might have a view of on one or more of those. And of course, one of the things, as you mentioned, you're talking about is fares. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, definitely. We need to talk about fares. And we've asked for some feedback on some fare changes that we are considering. So I talked a little bit about the funding that we do and that we get supported by central government for a lot of our funding for public transport. This environment changed pretty dramatically in a year or so ago. And we need to look for ways to fund more of public transport that doesn't come from ratepayer or the taxpayer. That's the government contribution. And this is what we call our private share, and private share is obviously the what people pay in their fares, but it's also about exploring commercial opportunities, such as companies advertising on the buses and things like that. So we get more money from that. That's a very strong direction from government for all councils or public transport authorities to do this. And we're looking for people to give their thoughts on what fare changes they think are reasonable for ORC to make. We're looking and would like in particular to hear about raising the adult B card fare from $2 to $2.50. That's a change. We've had a $2 flat fare for over 5 years across the region, and we're now looking at proposing a change to that. We'd also like to know people's thoughts on keeping free fares for children ages 5 to 12, and also what a discount fare for our youth ages 13 to 18 might be, and so people can provide feedback on that. And we're also looking at considering charging for more for longer trips, such as Palmerston or Mosgiel. And if we did introduce or bring back fare zones, we are proposing that they be simple and easy to understand and as affordable as possible. So there's some information on that in the plan.
Okay, now the plan also talks about regional connectivity and community transport. What are they?
Yeah, so we've got two strong public transport networks in Dunedin and in Queenstown. But regional connectivity refers to how our communities across the region, so the likes of Alexandra, Wanaka, Oamaru, Clyde and places like that are connected to either Dunedin or Queenstown, or as well as some local connections within the centres. In this plan, we discussed how we might better connect the region, especially for those who don't have transport choices, and how we might bring transport choices to people in those smaller towns and rural areas. And community transport is one approach. And that would be locally run and relies on drivers, volunteer drivers, to drive people where to go. And most of the communities have some form of this. And we would just be looking at ways that the regional council could support those sorts of initiatives better by either publicity or some seed funding, other sort of resources that we could use. That sort of option is not going to achieve everything we want for these communities, but it may provide a way to progress regional public transport services until more funding becomes available. And so we see it maybe as a step in the right direction for stronger regional transport choice.
Okay, so again, plenty for us to consider and give some feedback on. Tell us, Lorraine, how this feedback is going to be used.
Okay, so the feedback on the draft plan will be read and considered by the council. So they will read all of the submissions that are put in, and there's the opportunity for people who want to speak to any submissions to be heard by the councillors. And if people provide scope, which there's a lot to provide feedback on, but even if they provide feedback on public transport that's outside of the scope, we also note that, and then we consider it when it's relevant in the future planning processes. So once council's made all of its decisions, the things that are within scope, then we'll just start implementing. But as I said, those other things will sit on the books for the next time or when more funding when it becomes available, or when it's a new council direction for some other reason. And it's important for people, whether they use public transport or not, to share their thoughts.
All right, I can hear people firing up their laptops now, Lorraine. How can we give our feedback?
Yeah, so probably the easiest way is to visit our website. That's orc.govt.nz/RPTP. That's then they'll find a lot of information there, and there's also an electronic submission form. However, you can also visit your local library. So libraries all around the region and have a physical feedback form, and also just use the library resources to get help to give your feedback. And the last day we're accepting feedback on the plan is Friday the 2nd of May. So there's still quite a lot of time. I know people will have a few holidays hopefully planned between now and then, but there's a bit of time to get your submissions in.
Great stuff. Thanks so much for filling in some of the background around the Otago Regional Public Transport Plan. Lorraine Chain, Otago Regional Council Transport Manager, joining us this morning. Kia ora, thanks for that, Lorraine.
Kia ora, thank you very much.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.